wet and unsettled weather is returning to our area, making this a great time to participate in citizen science with the National Weather Service in Eureka during their annual Coco Ross Rain Gauge Rally. Matthew Kidwell, the lead meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Eureka and the regional co-coordinator for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, or Coco Ross, shares more.
Coco Ross is a rain gauge network established in Colorado in the 90s in response to some serious flooding. They didn't really have a good idea of how much rain fell that caused this really serious flooding. So the idea behind this is everyone across the country in this network has the same rain gauge, and they take their measurements at the same time each day. So they get a good picture of the rain that fell each day across the whole country.
The Rain Gauge Rally is a national competition among Coco Ross networks to sign up as many new volunteers as possible during the month of March.
All the states across the country are pitted against each other in this Rain Gauge Rally, and so California has never been really very high in those numbers, so we've got always a push to try to get to look better in those numbers for our state.
The program relies on volunteers to gather detailed information about weather patterns in different micro communities, which helps improve weather research and forecasting.
For example, in the King Range, we have 7 or 8 really good observers up and down the spine of the King Range, and in that area, we have only 2 automated gauges. So having these, 8 daily observers gives us a really good idea of how the terrain influences the rainfall. And then you can conduct studies on that to help improve the forecast models in the future.
The National Weather Service in Eureka currently has 77 citizen observers, but Coco Ross is working to increase that number. Different areas of our region experience varying weather patterns, and having more volunteers helps to create a more complete and accurate picture of local weather.
Yeah, a lot of times the King Range can get 5 or 6 inches, while here in Eureka we might get less than an inch, so just the terrain plays a really big role. And right now, one of the bigger gaps in our network is Southeast Humboldt. We don't have anybody in Aller Point or anybody down in that area right now. So really, any rural areas, we'd love to have observers everywhere, more observers. But the biggest need is the rural areas where there's not as many people, so not as many options for volunteers.
Even though the program's name emphasizes rain, snowfall data is equally important.
Because while we might have some automated rain gauges, there's no automated snowfall gauges in Humboldt County. So any snow that falls, we rely entirely on citizens to let us know where it's falling and how much.
Kidwell says now is a great time to sign up and start contributing, especially as a storm system is currently heading towards our region, placing all of Trinity County under a winter storm warning.
Yeah, so Wednesday we've got quite a bit of rain moving in, an inch to an inch and a half in Eureka, and probably 3 to 4 inches in the hills surrounding the area on Wednesday. And then we kind of transition to more showery pattern Wednesday night and Thursday. Snow levels will drop to around 2,000 to 2,500 feet, and then we'll also have the chance for small hail along the coast.
Rain is expected to continue into next week, providing an ideal opportunity to track precipitation totals.
We've got, additional systems Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all lined up here. A little bit of a wet period.
If you'd like to join the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, you can sign up online.
It's all on the Coco Ross website, cocorahs.org. There are some YouTube videos you can take for training and then sign up. And we do, in the rural areas, we have a few rain gauges that the state gave us to hand out. So if you're committed to be observing and don't have any observers right near you, there's a form you can fill out to request a rain gauge.
When asked if the need for more volunteers is tied to recent federal cuts to NOAA and other weather-related agencies, Kidwell did not directly respond, but stated that the National Weather Service is always looking for more citizen scientists to participate. According to the Coco Ross website, California is currently ranked 17th in the Rain Gauge Rally, with only 4 new citizen scientists signing up so far. Minnesota is leading the competition with over 100 new volunteers. For more information or to sign up, you can visit www.cocoross.org.